Hello, the Scribe News, the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 82. 82. And let's go back to our fundamental scripture. Our fundamental scripture is in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And you've been listening to me, then let's quote it off the cuff of hand. Hebrews 4, 12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So in the previous episode, I was talking about framing your world with the Word of God and being persuaded to rather use the Word than just, you know, talk anyhow and talk how you feel. The present situation is demanding, and then you say what you feel. I mean, why can't I say what I feel? I should be able to say what I feel. It's what I feel. No. If you do that, you will not be able to experience what God, the living Word, you will not be able to. It will not be practical in your life. You won't experience it. And you think that God is partial. God does this for some people, but he doesn't do it for you. But it's not true, because the Word of God is impartial. What he has said is to one, is said to all. So I said the Word of God is, that is the living Word. He was present here speaking the living message of the living Father God. And now it's our turn. And we also have to speak the living message. The living message, which is the Word of faith. The living message, which is the Word of God. And we frame our world with this. Now, amazingly, listen to Genesis 21 verse 16. Do you know what it says? God said, by myself have I sworn. Hey, listen, he says, Genesis 22 verse 16, he says, by myself have I sworn. Hey, he was in the Word, and the Word was part of him. And he says, by myself, by the words I'm speaking, I have sworn. He was swearing with what? His Word. You know, we do not swear. Man will not swear, but God can swear. And God is saying that, take me seriously, because every word I speak is a vow. By stripes you were healed is a vow. He has given to you all things that pertain to life and godliness is a vow. If any man be in Christ, is a new creation is a vow. You will live and not die to declare the works of God is a vow. Every word of God, he says, I back it because I have sworn. S-W-O-R-N, sworn. Genesis 22, 16 says, by myself have I sworn. He has sworn by his words. And you see, the thing is that you can never separate a man from his word. My word is me. Definitely. My word is me. You can never separate a man from his words. How are you going to separate a man from his word? And in the same way, you cannot separate the Father from his words. So when the Father says that I have sworn by myself, he has sworn. So every word of God is a vow. And that's why some people do not understand why when man sinned against God in the garden, God didn't just scrap everything and say, listen, I'm scrapping, I'm going to start from the beginning. Although I said that man is made in my image, although I said that in Genesis 1:28, I've given dominion over the whole earth to the man, I've changed my mind. God can't change his mind like that. Why? By my word have I sworn. His word, every word is a vow. He sworn. Every word is a vow. So far as he said in Genesis 1:28, and let the man have dominion, that word will never change. Man will always have dominion on this earth. The heavens, all the heaven belong to God, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. We have dominion on this earth. So God's word is a vow. When he speaks, it can never change. Is there any word you have read from the Bible? You see, don't just wait for somebody to give you, you say, this is a prophetic word. The prophetic word comes from the Bible. So when you open the Bible today, what you are reading, and I've told you already, if you've been listening to me, that especially the epistles, what was written to the church, because you might go to Lamentations and get confused, but when you are reading from the epistles, from Romans or Acts to Revelation, that is for the church, present day church. So every word is spoken to you is what? A vow. He has sworn by himself, and it will never change. Thank God. Thank God. I can rely on his word. You can rely on his word. Oh, you're blessed by.